This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Staropramen. It's a Category 2B Bohemian Pilsner. This is an authentic version from Prague. It's labeled as a 5% alcohol beer. So let's give it a shot. It's a deep gold color. It's got like a little amber tint to it. It is clear. It's got a moderate-sized white to off-white head. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma, I got like an initial skunk. It's in a green bottle, so yeah, it's foolish to put a beer in a green bottle, but that's what happens. Happens with Pilsner or Kell sometimes, too. It seems to be venting. There's some sulfur to it. I'm going to come back to this. You won't have a pause. I'll edit out the time. So, coming back to it, there's a rich malt complexity. It's like Pils malt, but with more to it. It's like a little light, bready, caramely quality. But it has that continental Pils malt character to it. It's just not as light as the German Pils. So, I mean, that's fine in this style. I'm getting a moderate, spicy Zatz hop nose. No esters. It's clean. There's a little bit of residual sulfur there, but it doesn't seem overtly skunky. So, you know, hopefully that's okay. I'm going to give it a 10. Even though the skunk sort of goes away, it's left a little in its wake. So, tasting it. It's got quite a bit of bitterness. It's at least medium-high, but it's got that rich Pils malt flavor with that sort of deeper complexity, that little caramely bready tone to it. Hop flavor is medium. Again, the sort of characteristic spicy Zatz hop. Palate is fairly full, but the finish is dry. It's a dry finish, but not crisp. German Pilsners are crisp, and Bohemian Pilsners aren't. But, you know, you don't get a residual sweetness, but you don't get that sort of snap in the finish. It's a clean fermentation. No esters or anything else that's off. I mean, there's a hint of sulfur there. I wonder if that's just part of that a little bit of skunk that was there. The hops are firm, but they're not harsh. So, good on them. I'm going to give it a 17. Mouthfeel. Medium-high carbonation. Medium body. Smooth. All that's just fine. Give it a 5. So overall, it's it's got those pale Pils malt qualities, but complex. We talk about there being complexity in the style. It's complex for a Pils malt based beer. Bitterness is firm. I like the malt and hop flavors. I mean, they taste like they're from the right source. It's a clean lager, that's good. Yeah, I'm not getting diacetyl in it, although sometimes I confuse caramel and diacetyl, as do others. So it's unclear if there's any of that playing around in there, because I do get like a hint of caramel, but I don't get anything that comes out as buttery. I like the aggressive bitterness. But it's nicely drinkable. I mean, there's no harshness to it. It's just that initial skunk that I got out of it really was a major detraction. you know, you hate dropping some money on a expensive imported beer and just to find it, you know, coming off like that. So it's stupid, but they do it. So I give it an 8 overall for a total score of 43. You know, without the skunk, you know, could have easily gotten 3 more points. So that's the Staropramen. It's a Category 2B Bohemian Pilsner.